Well, we're hearing a lot about the hush money trial just getting started in Manhattan, selecting the jury, gag orders, and everything going on with the former president, Donald Trump. What does this mean to his election campaign and the Trump train? With us, and we appreciate him taking time. Always enjoy my conversations through the years. It's Dr. John Green, professor of political science, University of Akron, and one of our political analysts. John, what are polls telling you? Is the Donald Trump support waning at all?
Well, you know, the polls are very, very close right now at the national level. In certain key states, the battleground states that will determine the outcome of the Electoral College, Trump seems to have a little bit of an edge. So, in a pretty close election, so far, Donald Trump's legal problems have on balance helped him in the polls, also raising money and organizing his campaign. But, of course, now he's finally in court. One, you know, the four indictments brought against sets of indictments brought against the former president. The first trial is beginning in Manhattan, and it's going to attract an awful lot of attention. There is some strong poll evidence that some groups of voters will respond negatively, or expect to respond negatively, to the former president if he's actually convicted. Up to this point, of course, the indictments are just accusations, and everybody has their day in court, even the former president. So a lot is riding on what happens in the courtroom in Manhattan, because it could influence the very close standing in the polls.
John, obviously, you've been plugged in the political scenes for so many years. We're treading new ground here, aren't we, with the former president? Well, we've tread a lot of ground with the former president, Donald Trump. But in this particular situation here, we've got trials and the possibility of jail, possibility of all this going on during election season when he's running for president of the United States.
Well, this is completely unprecedented. Yeah. We've never seen anything like this before. And as you pointed out, part of that is because Donald Trump himself is an unusual figure in American politics, and the kind of reaction that he's provoked in the public. You know, you have to go back a long way in American history to find a figure who's quite as divisive. You know, people who love Donald Trump really love him and really support him, and people who dislike him really dislike him and oppose him. So we're in a really interesting moment here. And if you add to that, you know, all the other complexity of domestic politics and divisions in the country, international affairs, and divisions around the world, we're in an extraordinary moment politically.
John, let me ask you this. We're talking with Dr. John Green, University of Akron. John, obviously the GOP ticket has to be behind Donald Trump, but what are you hearing from the party itself? Are they true believers in Donald Trump and backing him 100%, or is there some fractions there?
Oh, there's a lot of divisions in the Republican Party. Some of them have to do, of course, with Donald Trump. There are, of course, he has very strong supporters, and he's been able to put his people in positions of power in the party organization. But, you know, out across the country, down to the grassroots, there is some skepticism. Some people feel that, you know, he's the best choice they have, but he's not a very good choice. You know, but they're more concerned about defeating the Democrats, and many of these people are really worried about President Biden, particularly his age and those sorts of factors. Then there's a whole group of other people who are really worried about what kind of impact could a Trump campaign have down ticket. Even if he were to prevail in the quest for the White House, what would that do to the Congress? What would that do in the critical Senate races, which will determine the control of the U.S. Senate, you know, after November? You know, historically, you know, going back a few years now, many of the candidates that Trump has backed have not turned out to be particularly good candidates, and many of them have lost races where the local Republicans felt they had a really good chance to win. So there's a lot of disquiet out there on the Republican side.
With us is Dr. John Green, University of Akron, professor of political science. John, I'm not sure if you can answer this, because I've had a lot of people ask me the question, and to be quite honest, I wasn't able to answer them. And let's paint worst case scenario for Donald Trump, and he does get some, quote, jail time because of the hush money and maybe something else. Is he allowed legally to continue to run for president, and is he allowed to serve as president of the United States?
Well, the answer to the first of your questions, is he allowed to continue to campaign? The answer is yes. We have some examples in the past, not with major party candidates, but with minor party candidates who have actually campaigned from jail. If you think back to the socialist leader in the United States, socialist leader of the Socialist Party back in the World War I era, Eugene Debs, he was jailed for seditious activities having to do with opposition to World War I, and yet he appeared on the ballot in many states and ran, and legal attempts to remove him failed. So I think the legal precedent is clear that, you know, if the worst-case scenario from Trump's point of view occurred and he did have some jail time, he could continue to campaign and could even be elected president. Now, could he actually serve? That's a really interesting question. I don't think that's ever been litigated. So, you know, in the long run, that you know, if you look sort of down the road in the long run, there's some real open questions there.
John, let me ask you this, and you kind of jumped on this a couple of moments ago when you talk about voters' passion for going to the polls come November. On one hand, you've got Donald Trump, and we've certainly documented and talked about that. But on the other side, you got Joe Biden, and Biden has his own critics and ways handling certain situations, maybe to new fault of his own with the Middle East, but the border situation and backing some of the aid that's going into the Middle East, those type of situations, and his age, as you brought up. Is there a concern at all about voter turnout in what is normally high turnout year when we talk about the presidential election? Do you think we'll be seeing a low turnout come November because of the two candidates? Like you say, there's the people really, really like Donald Trump, and then there's some people that really, really like Joe Biden or the party. But then there's that middle ground, and I don't know how much passion is there.
You know, that's a really good point, Ray. There is a lot of evidence in current polls that there is a lack of interest and passion on the part of a lot of people who are not particularly active politically, which is, of course, most of our fellow citizens. Many people are not that happy with the choice between Trump and Biden. You know, they would like somebody else. So it's hard for them to get enthusiastic, you know, about turning out and voting. So we may actually see a real turnout problem, maybe for both parties, or maybe for one party over the other, because, you know, the true believers are going to show up. But the other folks, the more typical regular voters, may decide either to not vote at all, which is a problem because it affects all the other races on the ballot, not just the presidency, or maybe they just won't vote for a presidential candidate, maybe vote for Senate or for House. So, you know, we could go from record turnout in recent times in 2020 to not so good turnout in 2024.
What about the whispers on the Democrat side of the ticket there? And we talked about the GOP and some decisiveness there in regards to Donald Trump. What about that party and Joe Biden?
Well, you know, there's a lot of divisions on the Democratic side as well. And, you know, there are people who believe that Joe Biden is, you know, of course, the best choice that his party has, but maybe not so much because of his virtues, but because of the problems of Donald Trump and an unwillingness to see him return to the White House. You know, we talked about the age issue, but of course, there are some political issues. The border is a big issue for a lot of Democrats as well as for Republicans. And then the whole issue in Israel and Gaza and the Middle East, the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, not very happy with Joe Biden right now. And we see it in demonstrations, but also we see it a lot in the polls. And so, you know, there are divisions in the Democratic Party as well. And many people are still whispering that maybe Biden won't be the nominee. Maybe at the convention or something, there'll be some kind of switch. I don't know that that will happen. But that reveals the kind of disquiet that some Democrats have about a Biden campaign.
Oh, that's interesting. And I've seen and heard some of those rumors as well. But John, with you knowing that political side so well, I mean, if there was some rumors or some inkling about maybe a change at the convention, I mean, they would have to go through a lot of protocol in a short period of time to get that done.
Oh, they sure would. And, you know, as time has gone forward, and of course, Biden's racking up delegates, you know, because the primaries are still ongoing,
yeah,
it would be extremely difficult to make a switch at the convention.
All right. John, great stuff this morning. Thank you again for joining us in between those sips of that morning coffee. Appreciate your insight with me, my friend. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day, Ray.
You too. Dr. John Green, he's the best, professor of political science, University of Akron, and a contributor and one of our political analysts here on the Ray Horner Morning Show.